All right, so it's been how long?
About 4 weeks.
About 4 weeks. We're sorry that it has been that long. But
we're back.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the next generation. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
So, but I feel like it would not be a Howdy Inc. show if we didn't just randomly stop doing it for a little while.
At least that was our first break, and we got to the 7th episode before we actually got to a break. So.
We did. And I don't think we were gone long enough to, like, consider this a comeback.
Yeah.
So at least that's
good.
We
were gone for, like, 5 years. We were gone for, like, 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Four weeks, maybe?
Maybe four. I don't know. It was a hood.
So, what happened was, here's what happened. So, the first episode we missed was the weekend that we went to Disney World. We left for Disney World on a Sunday, which is when we normally release new episodes. And in our last episode that we did record, we said that we were going to get an episode done that weekend as a whole family talking about Disney. But that weekend was just way too crazy, and we should have known that going into
it.
Yeah, it was a very, very busy weekend, and we should have known that, but we were going to try to do it, but we couldn't make it happen. So we missed that week, and that was no big deal. So then we had talked about, like, recording stuff for the show while we were on vacation.
And then we didn't do that.
We
did, like, one thing on the airplane.
We did. Here, listen. This is it right here. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the next generation. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And we are on an airplane right now.
Yes, we are. Heading to Orlando, Florida.
We are. We are currently in the air, looking down at the clouds right now. How cool is this?
It's awesome.
How awesome is this?
It's amazing.
This is super cool. So this is Lane's first time on an airplane.
Yes.
And first time on an airplane, and he's done great. He's not scared of anything, so whatever. I was on an airplane once when I was a kid, but I don't really remember it, so this is kind of my first time again. But so far, everything's gone real well, and we're having a good time. We're headed to Florida. We'll record stuff all week long for a super cool Disney episode of Howdy Radio. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I've asked you that every week for the last few weeks, but now we're actually on an airplane headed there.
Yeah.
So excitement level a million, right?
Yep.
Let me scoot over here and talk to Tyler real quick, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Tyler.
Hello.
We're recording our intro for Howdy Radio while we're on an airplane.
Alrighty.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
You are. Are you handling everything okay?
Yeah.
I think you're doing great. I know you're a little nervous, but I think so far so good.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you having fun? Can you say this is fun or not so much?
No.
No, not fun?
No, not really.
Have you looked out the window?
Yeah.
Is looking out the window awesome?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it is, right? I mean, when's the last time you can say that you saw on top of the clouds?
Never.
Never. So how cool is that? So your excitement level is where at this point, since we are actually headed to Disney World?
About a 7.
About a 7?
Yeah.
Why is it not higher? Why is it not a 10?
Because we're not on the ground yet.
Okay. So we're still on the plane.
Yeah.
So once we land, then it's going to be automatic 10?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Liz, I want to get Liz into this. Liz is on the other side of the aisle doing a coloring book. Liz, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty well over here. It's weird being across the aisle, but I like it.
We got three of us on one side of the plane, and Liz is on the other. She's just kind of hanging out by herself over there doing some coloring. So we'll talk to you guys later as our trip goes on. Lane, anything else?
Nope.
All righty. So that is what we did on the plane. We were in the air on the way to Florida when we recorded that. And that was the only thing that we recorded. We were too busy having fun and enjoying our family vacation, and we weren't able to do it. So then the next weekend, we got back, and the day after we got back, so we got back on a Saturday, and then on that Sunday, we sat down to record a recap episode And it ended up being really, really...
like five parts, I'm pretty sure.
Five parts. Four or five parts. I think you might be right with five. It was really long. And not only...
it was 4 days. Wait, how many days did we spend at Disney?
I don't remember.
There was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What?
I don't... okay, so anyway.
What?
So we recorded like this super long five-part series of like every day of what happened, which was, I mean, it's a really cool thing just as a family for us to have a really cool like spoken word recap of our entire vacation. But then there was a couple things wrong with it. Well, one thing that was wrong with it really was just the way that we record what we record. We have one microphone, and when the four of us get around the table to record like that, it doesn't record everybody really well. So in the recording, you can hear me and Liz really well because we're the loudest anyways, but we were also the ones that were more in front of the microphone. And then Lane and Tyler were kind of off to the side and they're not quite as loud. So it really made the whole balance of hearing everybody. It's not the best quality in the world. And then I thought about making like some little like photo show to go along with the spoken telling of the trip. Does that make sense?
Story,
whatever. So I thought about doing that, but I was like, that would take me forever. I just can't do that. So we're going to, sometime within this week, I'm going to release all five of those. I think there's five. And we'll just have them on just the regular iTunes and the regular YouTube and everything where we host these shows.
It is five because we actually spent 4 days at Disney, then we left Disney, and then we did all of Jacksonville in one episode.
Jacksonville and the just coming home, I think. Yeah. All within, yeah. So.
Because we had already recorded for like 4 hours and we wanted to be done.
Yeah, it so really is long. Yeah, I think it is about three.
Because we recorded each day in depth.
Yeah.
For like
the
an
Magic
hour.
Kingdom day alone like, I think an hour and I think it was a little longer than an hour. Maybe an hour and 10 or 15 or something like that. So, we are going to release those because we feel bad that we led up to the Disney trip and then just kind of left everybody hanging. So the Magic Kingdom episode is probably the one to check out if you're only going to check out one of them. But we'll put them all out there so that everybody can check them out. And we will...
some people will listen to all of them.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a couple people asking me and I felt really bad that we kind of dropped off at that point. It was a very unfortunate time for us to drop off. We're sorry. We're back now. And we'll be back for at least 7 more weeks before we get lazy again. But it was the end of the school year. Everything just got busy. We had a lot of soccer games the last couple of weekends and stuff.
Because we had like 2 games a couple of times like in a weekend.
So everything got hectic, as it always does at the end of the school year. So doing Howdy Radio was just kind of hard to fit in a little bit. And then at the beginning of this weekend, Kyle tweeted me and said, when is there going to be a new Howdy Radio? I was like, this weekend, I promise. So here it is, Monday night at 9:30.
Even one of my teachers who listens, she was like, so is there any more? And she said that she only listened to 2 of them. And I was like, yeah, there's up to 7. And then we just stopped for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everybody will start listening again. Yeah. So we're sorry we took a break, but look, if you've ever listened to Howdy Radio, you know that stuff's just going to happen sometimes. We do the best with what
hashtag
we can do.
Hashtag we kind of come back.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to look through my notes here. So that catches us up to where we are. So now...
it's summertime now.
Now it's summertime. So the kids are officially out of school. It was Memorial Day weekend. So we had a 3-day... well, I had a 3-day weekend. The kids are just on summer break at this point.
We have a huge weekend.
You do.
We have a 3-month weekend.
Yep. So, so we waited until Monday night at 9:30 now to record this because we had yet another...
it wasn't a real
busy weekend this weekend, but because the other ones have been so busy, we all just went into super lazy mode.
At least one time we recorded at like midnight.
Yeah, we did. That one time your buddy was over here. Who was?
Joe.
No. We recorded Joe pretty late.
That was like 10 o'clock. We did the 12 when we went to the Cyclones game and we had to get that done.
That's right. We're late night people. It is what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, and then the week after we did the WrestleMania episode all by itself.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So now it's summertime. We're here. It's summertime. I am not a huge summertime fan because I hate hot weather is my issue. I just don't like hot.
I don't like summer because of bugs.
Bugs.
I'm literally.
But bugs love you.
A bug bite right now.
Lane gets lots of bug bites. It sucks for him. I just hate the heat. So what are you looking forward to this summer?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's
like we don't.
We have a trip to Mammoth Cave planned, which is a really cool big cave down in Kentucky, and we're going to go camping and go down. You know, you'll really like that. I know you probably don't even really know what to expect out of Mammoth Cave.
It's Mammoth Cave, so it's probably a cave that's really big.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. So we'll go on tours like through these caves and everything. We'll be so far underground.
Is that where the big like, shiny crystal things are? So, like, you can buy at the shops and stuff.
Maybe.
From the cave or something.
Possibly. I went there when I was a kid, but I don't really remember. That's Lane mentioned earlier. He's like, this is the summer of you redoing things from your childhood. Because you went Disney, and then you went to Mammoth Cave when you were a kid, and now you're going back. Which is true, which is pretty cool. So, but that's in, like, a week. So, then there's the whole rest of the summer. So we always just try to find fun things to do and places to go and stuff. But because we just had our big Disney trip, we don't have a huge summer vacation coming up. We'll just go do little things here and there. And I'm sure you will play a ton of video games.
Yeah, because I do that a lot.
That is what you do. So let's get into our first segment because it's about video games.
Alright, so the first thing we talked about on how to rate it in the next generation is the Xbox Game Pass. And about 11 weeks later, it has finally came out. So what's about that?
So it came out to Xbox Gold users this week. You get a 14-day free trial for it.
I at least want to try the 14-day trial. I want to try it.
So we don't have it, so we can't actually speak on having it, but I don't think that we actually need to have it to have
an opinion on it. If we at least get the 14-day trial, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay if we don't
so
buy
that,
it.
So now that it's out, now there is the list of games that are on it, which obviously that's the most important part of it. There are over 100 games. I would say
most of them are on Rare Replay. That's one of the reasons you said you didn't want them.
But hold on. As far as Xbox One versus Xbox 360 games, most of the games are 360 games.
Because you gotta promote backwards compatibility.
I gotcha.
That's how Microsoft works.
Yeah. Like, which I'm totally cool with that. Everything. Yeah. But I think it's like there's probably 30 Xbox One games.
No, I wouldn't say that. At least
maybe.
40.
It's definitely not 50-50.
Yeah.
It is for sure more like 360 40, games. If not, a little bit more than that, maybe.
Yeah.
But, so, like, Halo 5 is, like, the flagship game of this thing, which we bought used in the Red Box for $6, I think it was. Maybe not even that much.
No, I think it was $6.
$6.
I remember we were at Dairy Queen when you bought it.
Yeah, it was a really good deal that I found on Xbox, Great Xbox Deals on Reddit. I bought that game for next to nothing, essentially. Yeah. And then, so now that's the flagship game.
I thought they took that off. No, that was, which one did they remove? I know it wasn't Halo 5, because that's, like, the first thing.
Yeah, that's the big game that everybody sees. And I'm like, man, because first of all,
they're going to take it off the first week, because they got, like, too many sales on it, and they don't want people to be buying it for $10 instead of $60.
Because for one, I paid next to nothing for that game, and two, it's just not that good of a game. So, you put the two together. So, but that's the main game. And then a bunch of the other games, like Lane said, the Rare Replay game that I have, there's a ton of games from that on there. Rare Replay was an awesome game.
Back to Halo 5. It was a good game, if you actually, because there was some good game modes. There was like a soccer game mode with the big hammer things. That was like the best Halo thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
If you were to play that, you would play that game. Right.
I admittedly did not put a whole lot of much time
into
it.
Me and Tyler first opened the game, and when we first saw it, we thought it looked like Halo 1. But, like, we didn't actually look into it that much, and then we just talked a bunch of smack about it.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't really get into it, but So there's that. There's all those rare replay games. There's just a lot of stuff from the gold that you get every month. The games with the gold. And so, I mean, we've been members of Games with Gold for 2 years since we've had our Xbox One. Yeah. 3 years? Two, three years?
It's been the whole entire time we have it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how long we've had our Xbox One. Okay.
We got it.
So we've had gold since we got our Xbox One.
When
so
did the
we've
Master
got,
Chief Edition come out?
I don't remember. But that is, I don't remember.
Thank you, that's my
So if you've done the Games with Gold all this time, like a lot of those games are included in this. So just as a consumer, I'm just like, I don't need this in the least bit. Like there was really nothing that made me interested in it. Like there was a couple games that were like old Sega Genesis games that were like remastered for it.
They were like the collection things. Yeah. It was like
which I love those games, but
like the Street Fighter collections of the old arcade games.
I think Golden Axe was one of them.
I don't know what that
maybe.
Is.
Maybe it was an old Sega Genesis game. One of my favorite Sega Genesis games. But I got that on my computer, so like I can play that whenever I want to on there. It's not worth spending more money to play it on an Xbox One.
But then you can play it with more people.
Yeah, but that's
but
not
no,
anything
that
matters
also,
to
you
me.
Can't also
I mean, it's just
do
a
that.
Single player game. Because
you have
from
the USB port thingy, so
yeah.
You're able to plug that in multiple times. Okay.
So, as far as the Xbox Game Pass goes, and I think I am giving it the review that I thought that I was going to
out
give
of
it.
A 1 out of 10, what would you say?
For me,
don't say
like,
negative.
I mean, a solid. I still like the concept of it. I love the concept of it. And I'm saying if I was a new Xbox One user.
Pretty sure Joey Fatone is the person that is, what's he called? Like, advertising it.
Is he really?
Like on the cover.
That's stupid.
I'm pretty sure he's holding 3 Xbox games and he's saying, and like the little bottom thing says, Xbox Game Pass now available for gold members.
That's a real thing?
I don't know if it looks like him. I don't know if it actually is him. It looks like Joey Fatone.
Okay,
so.
That's stupid. But
I don't know if it is him, though.
Like, if I was just now buying into an Xbox One and into that whole game library, I think the Xbox Game Pass is perfect for that.
Yeah.
If I just now bought an Xbox One, I would be more than happy to pay $10 a month for all those games. But being an existing user for this
That's
long
also
and
why
having
we said the first one.
Yeah, and having the collection that we have, it just makes this thing completely useless for us.
Yeah.
They need to start putting some stuff in there. What I think they should start doing too is like some of these like indie games, because you know how I love like some of these indie games and stuff. They should start making some.
We still have a lot inside.
I still want to play that.
Yeah.
So what they need to do is they need to kind of come out with some of these games and like pull a Netflix on it to where it is an exclusive to the Xbox Game Pass. Like this new indie game that would only cost somebody like $15 or $20 to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
But if it was something that was exclusive to the Game Pass and that was the only way you could play it, I think that would be really cool. And it'd be a really cool way to promote some indie games like that too. So maybe one day in the future. So whatever. Xbox Game Pass, not for us. But we did find another.
What's a 1 out of 10 rating?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll still give it a I can't decide. Like, I want to say 4 or 5, because I still like the concept of it, but it's not for me.
You like the concept, but you don't like the content.
That's for me.
That's
but
that's
I'm
a
not
really
every
good description.
Yeah, but I'm not everybody. I understand I'm not everybody, but I know that a lot of people do have the exact same type of game library that we do.
Yep.
We're not like some rare breed that just has a bunch of games. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
So it's just not for people that have had their Xbox for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's all there is to it. But regardless,
I think that is what they're trying to go.
You're
for.
Right. Yeah.
It's for the people who are just now buying the Xbox or like an Xbox One S at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know if Project Scorpio is going
to
have it though.
I'm sure it will. I think this will be a thing that's ongoing for a while, as long as it does decent.
Probably won't.
All right, so, but let's talk about some games that have come out recently. Let's touch on those for a little bit. That we have got. So, I have always been a huge Forza fan.
Have we talked about Forza yet?
I don't
think we have.
I don't think so. I've just always been a huge car racing game fan since I was a little kid, and it started with RC Pro-Am on the Nintendo. And I still
like RC Pro-Am.
RC Pro-Am is one of the best games ever made. That's all there is to it.
That's saying something. Though.
It is. But I've gone through every single generation of video game, and I've had racing games that I've loved on every single console that's ever existed. So right now, Forza is at the top of the game. They blow away everybody, hands down. It's the best reason to have an Xbox One, in my opinion, because the PS4 still doesn't have a blockbuster racing game like the Xbox One does.
So okay, is it Gran Turismo? Okay.
I think there's different. It's a foreign
it's a
word.
U. There's a U.
It is
in
a
there.
U. Turismo. Yeah.
Okay, because Joe was talking about it.
It's like Forza. Forza is not the actual way you say
Forza.
Forza, because it's an Italian word, is the actual way you say it.
No, it's not. It's Australian.
I think it's Italian. Australian.
I'm pretty sure it's Australian.
There's no such language as Australian, bro. I don't think there is.
I thought there was.
Anyway,
Forza. I think the guy that was talking about it at E3 last year was Australian, because the place was like, I think that's how I got confused.
Yes,
with that.
Forza Horizon 3 takes place in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, but Forza is an Italian word. All right, so anyway, they came out with an expansion, and Forza's expansions are always awesome. But the new one is a Hot Wheels pack. And Lane, who's never really been a huge Forza fan, because he wasn't always... Okay, I was trying to be nice. Lane sucks at Forza, and he sucks at Gran Turismo. He sucks at the realistic
racing games. I've never really played Gran
Turismo.
Gran Turismo
okay, it was
not
a little bit before your time, because there hasn't been a good one recently.
Because so, we don't have a...
There is not one for the PS4, bro. No, they still haven't made one for
the
PS4.
What was the one that we have on the PS3?
We have Gran Turismo 5 and 6 on the PS3.
Boy, is the one that's coming out in probably 500 years.
It looks stupid. It looks awful. But, so anyway. So Lane never a big fan of the realistic racing games. Which essentially means you have to press the brake button.
Yep.
Most people, when they play a driving game, if they're not used to the realistic type games, you just hold
like
down the gas and you just
keep
going.
Need for Speed is the kind of racing game I play.
Yeah, which I play those too, and I love those.
Like Most Wanted,
favorite
racing games.
You don't have to use
the
brakes so much on those. You can run into cars and bounce off of stuff, but that's not how these realistic games work.
I don't care if I'm busted.
Yeah, so you have to use the brake, and Lane always had a hard time using the brake. So, but now there's a Hot Wheels expansion for Forza. And it is just so awesome that it finally kind of caught Lane's interest, and he really wanted...
And then
wanted,
I had to play the game
then
for,
he's like,
2 hours until I actually got to that
so
point.
So now Lane has learned how to press the brake button when you're going around corners, and he's actually become a pretty good little Forza driver. So we spent a little bit of time...
And I still have a Ferrari, and they think I'm going to take a really sharp V-turn with a Ferrari that's going 200 miles an hour.
So, but as far as just... the expansion itself goes, it's so awesome. I mean, you really are, you're driving around on orange track, just like a Hot Wheels. There's all these, there's the crazy boost things that make you speed up and go fast.
And
you
at
go through,
one point...
You go up mountains and all around in curves, and you go in loops and all this
and
stuff.
And at one point...
But
in
it's
like
still
the
Forza.
First, at one point in, like, the first race, you're driving, and then, like, a helicopter brings the track in that's, like, right in front of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they should build the track before...
They should.
Yeah. It would be way more safer.
It was so well done, though. I think... I mean, as far as... I think it's very well known that I'm not a huge fan of DLC and add-ons and paying more money than what you've already paid to get the game. Some of them really bother me, like charging, like with the whole like Mortal Kombat universe and Injustice. Like you pay $5 for just one character for DLC, and like to me that's ridiculous.
Once we get to Injustice, I need to tell you why the DLC for Injustice is so cool.
Okay, we'll get there. So, but. For Forza, their expansion, it's $20 is how much their DLC is. And I feel like the Hot Wheels expansion, which is $20 is a little more than a lot of the other ones, but it's the same price
Is that how much the Hot Wheels expansion was?
Yeah, $20, yes.
Dang. At least it does have enough content to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is I feel that...
Do you know how much Blizzard Mountain is? Is that
they're
also
$20? All of the big updates for Forza are always $20.
Okay.
There was a combo that you could buy that was $35 that was for Blizzard Mountain and for
Hot Wheels. Or you could just buy the season pass. You should have just bought the season
pass. From now on for Forza, I will buy the season pass. Because I will not.
You know how good the updates and add-ons
are. I trust them.
Are.
I have no reason to think that they're going to rip me off anymore.
You wanted
so.
That Porsche one at one point. What was the other one? The NASCAR.
I got the NASCAR. That was for Forza Motorsport. I got
still Forza.
Yeah, I got the NASCAR one for that one. I paid $20 for that one too. Yeah. So
but all of them are always $20.
So if you're a racing game fan, Forza's where it's at, and especially the Hot Wheels one. It's so much fun. So
I could even tell because I uploaded a video on my channel about it.
Yeah.
And in less than 24 hours, it already got 50 views.
Yeah.
Which is
that was your best
crazy.
Viewed video ever, right?
Yeah.
Within that amount of time.
Yeah.
So that shows
and,
how cool Forza is.
Most viewed video ever, and the most viewed video in that time.
Nice.
So, well, it beat awesome. The first, my highest at that point, I'm pretty sure, was either the Cakewalk video, or the first Howdy Radio video that I put on.
Yeah, another first Howdy Radio did.
Yeah, that
really
blew
well.
Up.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, because Howdy Radio is awesome. Well, Alright, let's wrap up this, this video game segment. We also got one more to talk about here real quick. We bought a new game. It was really the first new $60 game that we've bought in quite some time now. I don't honestly remember what the last one was. It's been a while.
I can't.
But anyway, Injustice 2. Yeah. I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. I have been since the very first one was in the very first Mortal Kombat was in the arcade. I have followed the series from I have played every single Mortal Kombat
game.
Did
NetherRealm originally...
They weren't called NetherRealm at that time.
Do you know what they were originally called?
They were the original people of Mortal Kombat was Midway. Midway was the ones that made Mortal Kombat. Midway went out of business.
Stupid. Yeah.
And when Midway went under, then they bought the rights
Didn't Midway come back or no?
Not that I'm aware of. But once they went under, then the people that the company that made Mortal Kombat, they bought the rights to it, and then that's when they formed NetherRealm. So
which
I love the name. Yes. So I have always been a huge Mortal Kombat fan. It's one of my favorite series to ever exist in video games. So then a few years ago, they made a different fighting game, which was Injustice, which was still the same Mortal Kombat engine. It was the same thing, just not so bloody and gory and over the top. And
it was kind of like...
and it's DC
it was in the
comic
middle,
book characters.
It was in the middle of Mortal Kombat and the Marvel... No, not Marvel. Was it Marvel? And the DC versus... Yeah, the DC versus Mortal Kombat game. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was kind of that in the middle because it wasn't
like... That was
a
cool game, too.
It wasn't, like, super, like, kid-friendly as the DC versus Mortal Kombat game was, which I didn't really like that much.
I liked that game. I thought
that was
a cool game.
It was okay, but, like, the super
But again, I'm just such
had,
a Mortal Kombat
really
fanboy.
Stupid.
I gotcha.
Like, they got rage from, like... Green Lantern or something.
Yeah. So Injustice was awesome. We had Injustice when it came out. So Injustice is essentially Mortal Kombat, but instead of Mortal Kombat fighters, it's DC characters. So you got Batman.
Which is the coolest concept ever.
Except for, especially even now, especially on Injustice 2, I don't know who most of these characters are. But admittedly, I don't watch The Flash,
the only,
and I don't know hardly anything about DC anymore.
The only character that I did not know was Cheetah. That was the only character.
There's almost half of them that I have no idea who they are. But that doesn't matter to me because they're just characters on a video game that's fighting.
Anyway.
So it's whatever. So this one has Batman, Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn has been my go-to one, of course. There's no surprise there. Flash has been your main guy.
You're about to ask me who my main guy is.
What level is Flash up to?
18 still, I'm pretty sure.
20 is the highest, huh? Yeah. You're almost there. My Harley Quinn character, I think, is 7, maybe 8 or something, which is good for me. Whatever, I don't put the time into it like you do. So,
and I tried to stream
and
every
and you,
day
and
for
me
like
and
3
you
hours.
Played, we fought earlier today. It was the first time you and I fought in a little while, in a few days, and you demolished me.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's go back to one player taking turns because Lane just kills me at this point.
And then the second time, who did you play as? You played as Catwoman, and I played as Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
I thought the first time that I played Blue Beetle, well, I saw Blue Beetle, and it reminded me of I think it was the Blue and the Bold. Do you remember that show that I used to watch? It was
the Batman show?
Well, it wasn't a Batman show. Batman was in it most of the time.
Oh. I don't remember the name of it, but I think I know what you're talking
about.
I think
it was Batman.
Yeah.
The Brave and the Bold.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Yeah,
it was. Okay. Yeah. And just, he was like the sidekick. And that's how I got into Blue Beetle.
Gotcha.
And then when I opened up the, and then I when I saw that he was in the game, I was like, oh, that's cool, I might try him out. And he looked really stupid. And then I actually played him in the story mode. And he's so good. And his moves are so, like, awesome, I guess.
God, we played a Swamp Thing earlier. And admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about Swamp Thing, but I've always thought he's a cool character, just the way he looks and stuff.
He's a swamp.
But as far as, like, Mortal Kombat and these games go, I'm never a fan of being the big person. I'm always the smaller, faster person. Throughout Mortal Kombat, the girls were usually always my favorite fighters because they were faster, and that's how I like to play. And it's the same way on this game. I like being Harley Quinn. I like being Catwoman. I've just always had a thing for being the girls on these games because of how fast they are.
And you like Catwoman.
So. Yeah, and Harley Quinn as well, yeah.
That's why you went to go see the Batman movie like 5 times.
Whatever.
Because you liked
Catwoman. We talked about this before. but it's an awesome game. So you can fight through and, now it's a little different to where you... Of course, you get these stupid boxes that you unlock. Everything has to have stupid boxes and crates, and I'm so tired of all of that.
But
it's cool, though. It gives you, like, different armor.
At least you don't have to buy credits or mother boxes.
You'll be able to.
Yes, you are able to buy credits, but you're able to earn the credits. Like, unlike Rocket League, like, you have to buy the keys to open the crates.
I gotcha.
But...
I hate it so much. I hate it.
And then you're able to sell your items to get credits, which is what I've been doing a lot when I get a bunch of, like, epic items for characters I don't use.
This one's cool. Like, if you play through, you know, one of the different things, like, you'll unlock some stuff, and it might be, like, a different...
The multiverse is what I've been getting a bunch of my stuff in.
You'll unlock something, and it'll be, like, anything from, like, different... It'll be, like, new boots for Batman or something, which will make him, like, much faster. Or, like, it'll be, like, a new gun for Harley Quinn, which does more damage when you shoot somebody with it.
So
it's pretty cool.
So we were playing a Swamp Thing in multiverse.
Bad.
You were good at Swamp Thing.
I hated him, though. God, his special moves are so awful.
They're cool, though.
No, they're not. I hated everything about Swamp Thing.
They didn't do that much damage, but they looked really cool.
Yeah, I hated being him. I will never purposely choose him again.
When you beat... I think you beat Supergirl, and you got new gear...
Yeah.
And there was, the first one was Cyborg Arms.
Yeah.
And he thought that the Cyborg Arms were for Swamp Thing, but it was for Cyborg. It was Cyborg's
Arms. Well, because I think, and maybe this is just me, but I think it's a little weird, like, being Swamp Thing and doing something good and then getting awarded for it. And getting something for somebody else.
But then you were...
So in my head, I was like, well, I won with Swamp Thing. They should be giving me something to upgrade my Swamp Thing. But that's not how it works.
But at one point, you can only have 50 things a gear for one person.
Yeah.
So they gotta spread it out.
It's all over the place. Yeah, I get it. But in my head, that's what I was thinking. And that's why I was like, Cyborg Arms for Swamp Thing. Like, that's... Well, because there is also on that game, like, there's some of the stuff that it does that, like, makes the characters look... stupid, even. Like, there are some things...
We'll talk about Flash about that, because there's a Reverse Flash and a J-Gan.
There's some of the characters that, with these different add-ons, that just look dumb. And, like, off the bat, just the Joker looks dumb. So, it's not like it's a perfect game or anything like that.
He's a hallucination.
But that doesn't mean that he doesn't look dumb.
He's emo. Super move is cool, though.
I'm not saying his super move, but I'm talking about the look of his character is awful.
Yeah,
so, it almost wouldn't surprise me if they're like, oh, let's give Swamp Thing Cyborg arms.
Yeah.
So, it was. I don't think it was too crazy of a thing.
Well, I do have
1 out of 10. What do you give it?
9.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Yeah, 9.
Yeah, I give it a good...
There is a couple things that, like, the hero card, that kind of stuff, I like it, but I also dislike it because you gotta earn it, but you only get, like, 2 things at the beginning of it, and it's just Batman, Supergirl, and Superman, but, like, it's, like, play Injustice, and... Then those, it's like, Welcome to Injustice. And then the last one is, like, play another realm, like, guy or something. It's like, play another realm producer, like, gameplay guy to make sure, like, it's correct or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, what will it give you for that? Will it give you the guy's face?
I don't know. What you're talking about in the least
no,
bit.
No, it's like play like online and like play against another realm developer.
Okay, gotcha.
So like find that guy and play against him.
Gotcha.
I don't think you got to beat him.
There's all kinds of, they'll end up releasing all kinds of DLC for it and they'll,
They already announced a couple DLC.
Yeah.
Red Hood? Yeah. We have to get Red Hood.
Yeah, about that. I'm not paying $5 a character.
No, we have to get Red Hood.
Listen to me. This is how against paying $5 a character I am. On the last Mortal Kombat game, they released DLC that was Leatherface and Jason Voorhees, two of my favorite characters to ever exist in the history of anything, and I wouldn't pay $5 a piece for them.
I won't do it. If you don't buy Red Hood, I will buy Red
you
Hood.
You do what you want. Well, we'll talk about that later. All right, so game score, you say 9 out of 10? I'd say for sure.
Nine and three quarters.
No, it's not... You can't do that.
Yeah, I can.
That's too much.
I can do 9 3/4.
No, 9 3/4 is like
9 3/4
Oblivion.
Is a Harry Potter thing.
No, okay. No. 9 3/4 is like Oblivion or Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Why would you not give Oblivion a 10?
Well, because it's not... you can't... Okay. Whatever.
You
but
say
yeah,
Oblivion's
it's a great
the,
game.
Like the greatest game of all
it
time.
It is. You're right. That's a solid 10.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have talked crap about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You never talk about Oblivion in this house.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, then. 9 3/4. Anyway.
We were talking about Mike
so
Tyson's
awesome
Punch
game. If
today.
You're into Mortal Kombat games, or if you're into the DC universe, or whatever they call it.
Multiverse.
Then you might as well pick it up.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I'm not sad that I spent $60 on it at all. Well worth
no.
it. Or actually, yeah.
You
me
spent
and like,
30
You're right,
bucks.
I spent 30. Right before it came out, I was like, man, I do wish I had $60, but I don't have $60 to spend on this game. And then Lane was like, I got $30. You want to split Injustice 2 with me? And I'm like, I do have $30. I don't have 60, but I do have 30.
Yeah.
And we both want the game, so this is perfect. So we split it, and we got the game. So we might have to start doing that a little bit more in the future, so I don't have to spend $60.
That's a great idea.
It is.
Like, maybe for the next Forza game, maybe we should do that. No, I'll pay, like... 15.
We'll
you'll
get there
45.
Later. So that's our. That's
you'll play it more than me.
That's the video game stuff that's been going on.
Yep.
All right. So one of the other things that I think we talked about on the first episode was the Gorillaz having a new album. We were talking about. I think their festival is what we were talking about on the first episode.
Yeah.
And then a couple episodes later, we finally...
Because we didn't actually know about the album yet.
Right. A couple episodes later, they finally announced the album. And then the album came out right before we went to Disney World. And then so now it's been
28.
Out for a little while. And we haven't discussed it. So I guess this is considered old news to most. But we felt that we had to come back to it because we never really got there. So, new Gorillaz album, Humans... It's out. It's been out for a while, which I kind of like because sometimes I really disagree with like reading an album review the day that the album comes out because that means that the person that wrote the review
listened to it
like one or two times. And if it's a good album or any album for that matter, that's not enough times to really understand what that album is about and to really review it. So now I feel like we've had a month with it. So I feel like, you know, nobody wants to hear a month old review, but I feel like
month in one day.
I feel like that makes more sense than doing it on the day it comes out. I really do. So new Gorillaz album, Humans, Lane, your thoughts.
It's really good. And I remember the day it came out and you turned it on and I was super confused because the intro, because the like, kind of known for the intros and
they
the
always
albums.
Have really good intros.
Yeah, like the intro for Plastic Beach was really good, and then it went
Snoop
right.
Dogg.
Then it went right into Welcome to the Plastic Beach.
Yeah.
Then the intro of Demon Days was really good.
Yeah. They always do
a
great job with intros.
Wasn't that good?
It sucked.
It didn't suck.
Okay.
If you listened to it as many times as I did,
okay,
you actually like listened to it, and it wasn't that bad. Because,
it's the worst intro they've done, hands down.
It is.
Okay.
Is there an intro to, like, the fall and stuff?
The fall doesn't count.
The fall is considered an album,
It doesn't
though.
Count.
Okay. But, like...
It's their worst intro
not,
yet.
I have not listened to the actual, album yet. Well, I have, but I listened to the deluxe. Because on Spotify, they don't have the actual album.
Like, well, you just have to stop deluxe. 5 songs before the deluxe is over. Well, the last 5 songs are the deluxe songs.
The last couple songs are okay. They're not good. Like, Halfway to the Halfway House, that's a good one.
Typically, the rule of thumb is it didn't end up on the album, so it's not going to be as good as anything that's on the album. It's just bonus crap they put on there.
But at least we're able
to every once
in
a while, bands do that, and those are really good songs.
But on a scale to 1 to 10, how would you rate it? What are your thoughts?
I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't really let down by it.
Wasn't as bad as The Fall.
I wish that I enjoyed it more than I do, of course. But that doesn't make me like the Gorillaz any less. I'm always one that's, you know, not every album can be fantastic. Everybody always has an album that's not quite as good as the rest of them. But my problem with it is that every song, I think, but one features, and I think it's every single song, but you corrected me at one point and said every song but one.
Well,
but anyway, they all feature somebody else doing the vocals on it, which of course is something the Gorillaz.
There's one song that does not have a special guest, but then there's another song with a special guest, but it doesn't have, but he doesn't have vocals.
He's like a DJ.
Dram, I think that's how you say it. It's just DRAM. It's like the periods.
Yeah.
But that was Andromeda, which was one of the first songs we actually heard.
Yeah, okay. So, but my problem is not that there's special guests. Gorillaz have always been known for having special guests on their album.
But Snoop Dogg.
But with this one, I mean, I don't know any of them, but that doesn't really matter to me. It's more people that it's relevant now that I'm not into that scene of music, so I don't really...
There were a couple of people that I kind of, like, wanted to listen to a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what
I
you
like
should...
I like the vocals a little
that's,
bit.
That's what they're going for. Yeah. I mean, that's they want you to check out these other musicians that are
that's
not...
That's exactly what they're trying
to do. That's what Gorillaz is all about.
Damon Albarn, is how you say his name? Like, he even said that in an interview that they have so many special guests because they want other people to listen to the special guests.
You know why else? What another reason he said why all the special guests were on this album?
Why?
Because he was trying to impress his daughter. Because his daughter is into that kind of music.
Like, that has lots of special guests?
No, the special guests that are on the album. Like, you know, these hip-hop artists that aren't the hip-hop artists that are on the radio and stuff like that. She's into that kind of stuff. So he said he was trying to impress her by, like, look at all these cool artists that I can get. So he said he kind of might have went overboard with how many he ended up getting, because he can get whoever he wants. But anyway, because of all the special guests, I thought it meant that you did not get to hear the Gorillaz as much as I would like to hear the Gorillaz on a Gorillaz album.
If you were to listen to Bustin' in Blue a million times, you would not say that.
But that's one song,
that
man.
That song is so good.
But there needs to be more. So, but here's the other thing, too.
It is a slow song, though.
Here's the other thing, too. When the album first came out, Lane got really, really mad at me because when it came out, I didn't listen to it right away. And I tried to explain to Lane that I'm weird with my music. I have to be in the mood for certain types of music at different times. That's just how it is, man. That's how I've been for a very, very long time.
Then you cannot listen to that because that's a million different types of music.
Well, yeah, I got you
there. Then you can never listen to a Gorillaz album if you're in that kind of mood.
So when it came out, and even a lot since then, like, I've been in a heavier rock, heavy metal mood. It's lasted me for a couple months at this point. It's just been kind of my thing for a little while now. So I've had a hard time veering. What did you say?
Did you hear my joke?
I did not. What?
Because you've been, like, listening to metal for a while, and I said, all my life, and that was a joke.
Gotcha.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, Saturn Boys.
Oh, I want to tell a funny story about a metal thing.
All my life. All
right,
life.
Here we go. So, I didn't really latch on to the album when it came out, so it took me a little while to get it. And then, like, a week after that album came out, the new Afghan Whigs album came out, who is in my top 5 all time.
We talked about Afghan Whigs also.
Yeah, we did.
That was second or first episode.
Yeah. I don't remember which one. Yeah, they announced their new album. Yeah. So they're one of my top five all-time favorite bands. They are way ahead of the Gorillaz as far as my favorite bands go, and always will be.
Because they still produce albums.
So the new Afghan Whigs album came out, and the minute it came out, I was listening to it. And that made Lane mad, because why are you listening to the new Whigs album when you should be listening? I'm like, dude, you don't even get it. So anyway, but the new Whigs album, fantastic. Fantastic album. And I bought tickets. I'm going to go see them at Bogart's in Cincinnati in September. And it's going to be amazing. They're one of the greatest bands to ever exist.
Has Gorilla said anything about the festival yet?
No. Not in the United States, no. So that's that. So the Gorillaz album, in my opinion, meh. But Lane loves it, and I'm glad that...
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much?
2. Really bad. I mean, that's the...
I feel like it cannot be a 2.
In my opinion, it's a 2.
Like, I listen to it, and I almost know every single one of all of the songs. I skip a couple
And that's
songs.
Awesome. I'm glad that you like it as much as you do. Yeah, because they suck. But anyway, I'm glad that you like it as much as you do. I think that it's great to get into bands like that. I would much rather you listen to that than the crap that's on the radio. But you like that stuff too. But whatever. But I'm glad that you like it as much as you do. And I hope that it's something
that
you listen to forever and enjoy.
That album kind of did make me listen to a couple newer things. Like, now I've listened to like a little bit more electronic music, like while I game.
Yeah.
Listen to whatever you want to listen to, man.
You well know that I'm all for you. Listen to whatever you want to listen to.
I've listened back to Green Day now.
There's been a lot of Green Day going on in this house lately.
Tyler turned it on once, and
I
then
love
now
Green
we're
Day,
like,
man.
Yeah, Green Day's the best band of all time.
I'm the same way. I get that way, like, because Green Day isn't usually, like, one of my go-tos. Like, I don't turn them on that often.
Yeah.
And then, and I also don't ever really turn them on my Pandora at work. Because the music that goes along with Green Day Radio, I hate. Because it plays like Blink 182 and all this stuff. Well, that like I can't stand those bands. But I like Green Day. So because of that, I don't listen to Green Day while I'm at work. Which I always listen to music when I'm work.
We got one Blink 182 song.
Bro, I can't even begin to explain to you how much I hate Blink 182. They are one of my least favorite bands to ever exist. So
that's saying something.
So I like it that somebody hit play on Green Day a few days ago, and we've been listening to them a lot lately, because I love Green Day. I love everything they've done for the most part.
At one point I was listening to it, and I was listening to the live concerts.
Yeah.
And the...
Bullet in a Bible one.
What?
Bullet in a Bible.
No.
That was the live American Idiot album.
The live, it was also American Idiot.
I love American Idiot, man. Like that's
one of the greatest rock albums.
I totally agree with you. And everybody that's my age freaking hates New Green Day. Everybody's like, oh, Dookie's their best album. And
it was the Awesomest Bleep live show.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
And,
I forgot about that one.
Me and Tyler, that's the only live one that we would listen to.
Okay. But Born in a Bible was a DVD, so maybe that's not on Spotify then.
But,
I forgot.
Holiday, you know, at the beginning of Holiday, Do You Want to Start Bleeping Wars, how the beginning of that song starts, and Mommy put into the driveway to go to the zoo when that song turned on.
Nice.
We should go see Green Day live
one of these days. That would be a lot of fun.
Because they say, like, they do a lot more stuff than, like, in the songs. Like, some bands just play the songs and they don't really...
Green Day's a lot of fun live.
They say all kind of, like, it was... What was the one that they do 1, 2, 3, 4 thing? What song is that?
I don't know.
But, like, at one point they said he was, like, the lead singer. Who's the lead singer?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
He was, like, what's to say 1, 2, 3, 4, I want everybody to go bleeping crazy.
Gotcha.
And then he said it, and you could hear, like,
the
band, like, I guess they, like, turned him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the crowd was so loud, it was crazy.
I saw Green Day live in 1998, I think it was. It was on the Nimrod tour at Bogart's in Cincinnati. I was like 5 feet away from the band. It was a really, really, really great show. I want to tell a story real quick, and then we'll get back to where we are. We're talking about funny rock and roll stories. So I think I told you this story. A couple nights ago, I went to see a band live named Deicide. Probably nobody knows.
The mosh pit.
Yeah. Probably nobody. I don't think a lot of people know who Deicide are. Deicide are. At this point, they're the grandfathers of satanic death metal, is about the best way I can put who they are. They're like one of those.
Glow? Like that kind of thing?
Nope, no. Different kind of metal.
Glow is just like. Chopping
see,
off people's heads.
My kids know who Guar is. That's because I'm a good dad.
I haven't heard really anything,
yeah,
but I
that's
just know.
For a reason. So Deicide, they're death metal. They're very, very fast metal. Their lead singer sounds like blah, 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 blah. And you can't understand. Although there's probably metal that I listen to that my kids probably think sound exactly the same. And I'm like, no way, bro. That's a completely different kind of metal.
I can't think
like
of
I was like the other day I went to Deicide and I was talking crap about how Deicide sounds. And then the next day I was listening to High on Fire, which is a very heavy band. And I'm thinking to myself, like, somebody's going to call me out on it being pretty similar. Yeah. But in my opinion, it's not. It's just because I'm weird. But anyway.
Metallica isn't that heavy.
No, Metallica, they're wusses compared to some of the stuff that I listen to.
They probably weren't wusses at one point.
You're right. But now they're old men that are about as wusses as it comes. Yes.
Well, they went to Antarctica.
Yes.
They were not.
All right, so I'm at a Deicide concert the other night. I end up with free tickets to it. I'm not a fan of these guys anymore. I liked them when I was a kid just because I was into their album covers and stuff. So I got free
makes no sense at all.
That's how it goes, man. So I got free tickets to it. So I was like, you know, I liked them when I was a kid. And I'm like, you know, regardless, I'm not into them. I like, you know, being able to say, like, you know, Deicide, they are a very important band to that genre of music. So I think it's cool that I can say that I've seen them. Yeah. That's just kind of how I work
put
with concerts. That's exactly. I like adding bands to my list. I can say I saw them. So I get to this Deicide concert the other day. And it is the most brutal mosh pit I have seen at a concert in probably a decade. And, like, I'm usually pretty good with being... I don't get in the pit anymore, but I'm usually good with being just kind of right outside it. I don't care if somebody bumps into me. I'll push them back into the pit. I still enjoy doing that kind of stuff, even though I'm old. No, I don't smack anybody in the face. But this pit, I stayed on the... I mean, it was in a small little club, but I stayed on the complete opposite side of the room. I wanted nothing to do with this mosh pit. I would have came home sore and hurt and possibly bloody, just like the mosh pits I used to get in when I was a kid. But I wanted nothing to do with it this time. So I'm standing on the other side of the room for this concert. And then, I don't know, halfway through the show or something, I see this guy, he's got his phone out, and he's got his flashlight on the back turned on, and he's looking down to the ground. And as he's doing this, a security guard walks up to him. And this security guard was an older dude. Like, he was for sure, like, at least in his 50s. I don't know why they had an old security guard working a Deicide show.
I feel like they should have a different shift.
I don't
know. From the 70s.
But here's this old security guy walking around, being a nice guy, and he's looking at this dude. And he's like, I couldn't hear the whole interaction. The band was in between songs at this point. They're tuning.
They were taking like an intermission.
Not an intermission. They were it was like a one
songs.
Yeah, it was just like a 1 minute between songs where the band changes their tunings on their guitars.
Did they do that like? The
bands do that.
Time?
Bands do that all the time. They have to tune in between
probably,
songs.
Yeah, stage and death metal probably because they have to do all kinds of tuning for the lower stuff.
You're right.
I know stuff about guitars.
I know you do. So it's in between songs, and so I can kind of hear him talking. And I hear the guy with the phone say something about glasses. So I assume that he dropped his glasses and he's looking for them. So the nice security guard that he is, he pulls out his flashlight, and now he's kind of walking around the place, helping this dude look for his glasses. As he's looking for his glasses, Deicide kicks in, they start the next song, and the entire place turns into a mosh pit all over again. And this old dude who's helping a guy look for his glasses stuck right in the middle of the mosh pit, and everybody goes nuts.
So not the guy that couldn't find his glasses.
I'm not exactly sure where he went. I couldn't
think
see him.
He might have probably also went, because they were
he
right
probably
next
did,
to each
yes.
other, probably.
But I didn't... Just from my vantage point, I lost the guy that was looking for his glasses, and all I saw was the security guard, because that's really all I was looking at the time. I was like, oh man, that old dude just got caught in a mosh, and that's no good. But then it was cool, because, like, I mean, it just happened. Like, the song started, and everybody just went nuts, And then, like, kind of as it happened, everybody realized, like, oh, there's, like, this old man stuck in the middle of our mosh pit. And everybody stopped. And, like, everybody went up to him and, like, oh, like, we're sorry. Are you okay? Are you good? And then, like, he was fine. Yeah. And he got out of the mosh pit and everybody continued to mosh. But it was hilarious watching this old dude just, who was trying to be nice, helping somebody. And he just got caught in the middle of this very violent mosh pit.
Yeah.
But so that was my fun Dia side story. That was worth going alone. So I think that's it. We had gorillas. Oh, we had Chris Cornell passed away since the last time we talked. And that was extremely sad. And that bummed me out extremely a lot. So I listened to a lot of Soundgarden and some Audioslave that weekend and stuff. And he had his funeral this weekend. Do you like sound? I mean, I listened to a lot of Soundgarden that weekend.
I'm pretty sure one of the songs that all I like from radio is... Is it from Soundgarden?
It's
Creep from... No, that's Radiohead.
No, that's Radiohead, yeah.
Is Radiohead also with Chris Cornell?
No. No. Okay. I hate Radiohead.
Why?
I like Creep, but everything other than that, I have a distaste for... Anyway, so, but Soundgarden fell on Black Days, Black Hole Sun, Spoon Man, Al Shine, you know all of those songs.
No, Black Hole Sun's really the only one that... Well, that's really the only one that I can think of a title of.
Okay.
All those other songs I probably do know very well and can probably say all the lyrics to those songs.
Probably,
But I do not know the actual title of the songs.
Gotcha. So that one really bummed me out because, I mean, Chris Cornell was one of the main Seattle guys. I mean, he really was, like, responsible for a lot that came out of Seattle during that time, which obviously... Yeah. Affected my life and made me who I am today, basically. So it was a real big bummer to hear that. So bummer that he's gone. But at least we'll always have his music to listen to because that's how that works. And we will always, always, always listen
to it.
That's
why we love Spotify.
Yeah, and records. And yeah.
Mostly just records for you.
I love records.
You don't listen to Spotify that much.
So bummer we lost Chris Cornell. And that's about the understatement of the century. So, I can't think of any more albums that are coming out here soon for us to talk about.
I can't think of anything.
I got a couple more concerts coming up. Summertime is always concert time. Yeah. I got All Them Witches coming up. I got, I think me and Taggart's going to try to go see the Melvins again. I have tickets for Metallica up in Detroit. Me and my buddy David's going
to... Detroit?
Yeah, we're going to make a 4-hour road trip up to Detroit to see Metallica
and
at some
gonna play on the
big, huge baseball stadium. And then we got tickets to something else that I haven't told anybody about yet. So we'll come... Excuse me. We'll come back to that later.
Now?
No. So I think that's all we've got for this little segment of the show, right?
I guess so.
All right, so that's it. We're back. We talked about a lot this week. We had a lot to talk about. Next week
we'll
be
talked about it,
and we'll be back to normal next week.
Hopefully,
we hope.
We don't have any. We kind of do because next week is Mammoth Cave.
No, Mammoth Cave is Tuesday. In the middle of the week, so we don't. I think.
But
at
we
this still point,
have to get packing and stuff. And
we'll be all right. We'll be back next weekend, everybody. And hopefully. We're sorry to everybody. It was cool that we had some people asking us when's the show coming back.
Shows at least, that you guys
at
care.
Least that shows that we got some fans out there, and we really appreciate that. So we will try our best to stick with it. And thanks for sticking it out with us.
Hasn't this been like the longest Hotty Radio thing that you've done? Yeah,
or no.
What was your longest episode that you've done? Like,
I don't remember specifically, but back when we were doing like the Ustream days and stuff, like we did 7 weeks in a row.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was a for sure thing. I think
that's 7 weeks in a row. We already did 7 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I don't know what the longest is. I have absolutely no clue. So, but that's it. We're back and we're gonna stick with it because we love doing it.
Yep.
See you next week.